Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic Neil Baker. Neil Baker, hello.
Hello.
We're so glad all of you could join us today and see that there are several people in the queue. For those that are first-time callers, we do talk prior to taking our caller readings, so please hang on, we will get to your calls at about quarter after the hour, and we want to let everyone know we just had someone hang up. I guess that's not soon enough for them. Oh, well. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you may also join us on Facebook and on Twitter, and what else? 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number, and that's it, I guess. Today we're talking about how to develop psychic ability. Oh, callers, also press 1 to get in the queue if you want to speak with us. 678, you have not pressed 1 on. There you go. Okay. I guess they're not giving that announcement on Blog Talk Radio anymore. They used to. And caller 908, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. We're going to be getting to calls shortly. 908, press 1 if you'd like a reading. So, Neil, today we're talking about psychic development and the levels of psychic ability. And many people on the air don't know that we first met on the radio, actually, and I was a caller on a show, and we ended up working together after the show, because not only was I coming to you for readings, but I was wanting to develop my psychic ability. And, of course, that's developed into a deeper relationship between the two of us and more of a merging of our energies on a psychic level. So the last 3 years have been composed with, well, it's been more than 3 years, but the last 3 years specifically have been composed of a very deep level of energy work and psychic connection between the two of us. And so many times Neil and I will go out on house calls, and of course I've been exposed to a lot of different readings in that regard, and there are a lot of people that want to be psychic, and they're getting information supposedly from sources, who knows what, with very little training, very little experience. You know, people think because they've had a couple of readings that they're immediately psychic, and, you know, today on the show, we want to talk about the levels of developing your psychic ability and what one needs to do. And first, you know, the first thing is starting at the ground up. I mean, really the first chakra. Of course, it also depends on the birth date code, but there's a lot of pieces that need to be understood if you're someone who has some ability but isn't, you know, a totally, totally gifted from, you know, out of the womb type of person, such as Neil. But even Neil yourself, you had training from a grandfather for years and years, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah. I had training from my grandfather. Limited training, but there was definitely training there, without a doubt. And I was a little boy then, probably starting around the age of 4, when I could recall my first kind of formal training with him and learning about spirits and guides and ghosts and all kinds of things. But for me it's been, since then, it's been about roughly 60 years since then that I've been working with in this area on this lifetime level. That's quite a long time for at least a breath of life. But it is true, we all basically have a root system of being psychic. Our root system of being psychic is called instinct. Our instincts is what holds the root system of our psychic energy. It's at the root level of our energy fields, but again, because we are human beings and we have brains and we have hearts and we have thoughts and all kinds of things like that, we have souls and spirits, the root system of being psychic, which is basically defined as instinct, is still interconnected with higher faculties. So at any given time, we have those higher faculties. But of course, you know, the cavemen weren't going around saying, oh, your grandfather was your past life, or, you know, I see great things happening for you. You're going to own 3 caves and have 4 wives. Nothing like that was going on back then. But what they did do at an instinctual level was their instincts was their protection for survival. So they could feel the vibration sometimes of the earth, where the wild animals were, about the weather patterns. Of course, we know from cave drawings that there was also a link to higher forms of energy, which sometimes took on the bodies of animals, other times took on the bodies of the celestial spheres and esoteric figures that we still have yet to define in terms of what their true definition was, including visitations from other planets that were some in some form depicted on those cave drawings. But our basic root system is instinct.
And
from
I think,
there it moves to intuition.
Right. And so the intuition is generally where many people that feel or start to have psychic abilities feel a psychic connection. So we have instinct, we have intuition.
Yeah.
Sometimes a feeling will accompany some kind of psychic thought, like this is going to happen. First thing that I experienced probably, well, I had some dreams too as a child, but generally that's first base, intuition. And refining the intuition, Neil, how do you do it?
Well, you know, to find the intuition.
Refine.
To fine-tune it in terms of a definition, I would use an analogy. Maybe instincts might be, in terms of the psychic world, instincts would be like a baby crying because it knows it needs to be fed, and it knows if it's not fed, it's going to die, or has some concept that it's got this impulse, and it's hungry, and so it forms an energy of instinctual reaction, which is to cry for food, put out some kind of stress signal. That's, that's the bodily instinct. The intuition would be regarded as the baby soon learns to recognize that the mother feeds it, and it starts to form a link that when the mother appears, it will be fed. It can't define at its infancy, that's my mother. She gave birth to me. But instinctively, on an intuitive level, it has a feeling that there's a link connected. So when we have instinct in psychicness, we get a feeling, we get a vibe. Something's going to go right, something's going to go wrong. It's just our instinct. And it's connected to our instinct to survive, which links it back to, should we walk out of the cave today or shouldn't we? Where's that saber-toothed tiger? That kind of thing. So we have that correlation going on. Now, oftentimes what happens is that the chakra system can be imbued with pollution. And so pollution in this regard can be, oh boy, something bad's going to happen today, and nothing happens. Or I just know we're going to get in a car crash, nothing happens. Well, what happened? That's the pollution of a chakra system, is that our imagination gets carried away with us, and we believe that's being psychic. So a lot of us out there use our instincts. But unfortunately, those instincts connect to our vain imaginings,
right,
which we still think are instinctual because they're connected to a feeling, and suddenly we think something's going to happen when it doesn't, or we're seeing something that isn't there really.
Or
I get a lot of clients who really believe they're under some kind of psychic impression about something, and they're totally, in my mind, inaccurate.
Right, and, you know, when we start to, how should I say, have conversations with spirits or guides or deceased relatives on the other side, and you know, these are conversations in our mind, not real conversations and connections. How do you differentiate, and how do you actually begin to start to penetrate to that other side, to contact maybe lost loved ones, but with a sense of accuracy and legitimacy, Neil?
Well, you know, I am a firm believer in being psychic, but being grounded. So I
yeah, you're the
that.
Most logical psychic, because you, I mean, it is a contradiction. Being a psychic is so esoteric, but you've got one of the most strong bases in logic of any person I've ever encountered on the planet. So it is a bit of a contradiction.
Well, there's a reason for my effort in being grounded and logical, because when one part of our chakra system is out of sync, it starts to affect the other parts and the neighboring chakras all the way up to the sixth chakra. So we're not really grounded as human beings and or as psychics or mediums or people who are professing to have some sort of talent in that area. We're not really grounded. That ungrounding, that pollution on our grounded chakra system, where we do receive the instincts, where we do receive the first elements of being psychic, if that's not grounded and it's filled with too much pollution, by the time it gets up to the sixth chakra, we're not giving predictions, we're giving delusions. We're giving false energy. Now, that doesn't mean that a psychic can still be accurate even though the events don't unravel the way they say. That's the difficult part. That's the most challenging part of being a psychic, is in stating a date or a time, and then it doesn't manifest exactly the way it's supposed to be. Sometimes that's inaccuracy on the psychic's part. Sometimes it's a confusion of energies that are going on in the individual that the prediction is directed towards. So, you know, people think that part of a prediction, when you're going to the higher elements of being psychic, part of that has a lot to do on the subject matter itself. So I can predict things, but oftentimes, if it's not downright destiny, what I find is that the person I'm making the prediction for screws up the energy.
Mm-hmm.
They do something, they say, they do something erratic, it disturbs their energy field, they can't receive what was coming to them, and they cause a disturbance. Well, that's true, because we are still active human beings. We're not here just on a stage that's already been written for us. Not every line has already been written, and we're just puppets or robots repeating things. We have this free will factor. That's why the chakras are spinning. They spin because they operate.
Hopefully they're spinning. I mean,
hopefully. Well, they don't. Then you have a blockage, and that means that you have a clogged energy going on, and that's when your chakra systems are going to be out of balance, and it's going to be either overactive, where you think things are happening and they're not, or they're underactive and nothing's coming in as you say it's going, as you feel it is. So a chakra system, when I look at somebody's chakra system, I actually can see it as like a electric fan with the thing spinning. I actually see that, and I see the colors it puts out and the different colors of the energy, whether it's, you know, red, orange,
or if
or
it's
blue,
muddy,
whatever.
We talk about that on Paschal's. Excuse me.
And you have to remember, too, that, you know, as you have seven immediate chakras in your body with their significant colors, you also have them signified with their significant glands, like the root system is going to be the adrenal glands. And it's going to go up to the gonads and the pancreas and the thymus and the thyroid, things like that, pituitary.
And the pineal gland is related to the sixth chakra, obviously.
Sixth chakra and seventh chakra.
Crown chakra.
We're up into those areas where it's really high and intense. And that's where the refinement of our psychicness occurs. So as we move from instinct to intuition, to downright psychic visibility that's accurate and sound and secure, then we have a fully functioning system with all the chakras going. And that also determines that a person takes full account of their life and how they can feel within themselves what's clogged or what's
right.
missing.
And we've talked about on past shows, Neil, how psychic information, from a higher source comes in a different way than an intuitive hit. It's, you know, you're not feeling that the sensation in your stomach, that gut reaction
mm-hmm.
with psychic information. It's a finer vibration.
Yeah.
And maybe on a future show, because we've got a lot of I'm so sorry, everybody. We've got a lot of callers in the queue. I think what we'll do is on Monday we'll continue the topic, because, I mean, we barely scratched the surface as usual.
Yeah, I would, you know, at some point we have more time, I'd like to get into more of the mental, emotional, and physical levels of being psychic.
Okay.
Because all of those levels still have their own components, and whether it is on a mental, emotional, or physical level, that also defines how well psychics work, whether they're working with your body, or whether they're working with your love life, or whether they're working with your capacity to develop yourself as a career person.
Right.
They're all rooted in certain sections of the body that are quite distinct.
And the final statement that I want to make is that, you know, being psychic is like any other pursuit. I mean, you don't become a doctor overnight, decide you want to become a doctor, and the next day you're, you know, performing surgeries. It takes work, dedication, discipline, and humility, I think, to really start to connect with higher energies. Because if you're driven by your ego, and that's, you know, you're getting power out of being a psychic or wanting to have control or authority over people's lives, I think that really disrupts the energy. So you've got to be...
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing this every day of my life for at least 60 years. I'm older than 60. Every day, every single day, 8 to 10 more hours a day. And I'm vastly still learning and developing and going through it. But, you know, this has been a lifetime search for me. So there's never an end to it. And certainly when you're first starting off, you're just scratching the surface.
Right.
I'm still scratching the surface.
Okay. 678 is first. Everybody in the queue is getting reading. By the way, 954 and 818, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. I'm assuming you both want readings. I'm hoping you're listening. I'm probably going to bring you on even if you're not pressing 1. But... if you hear me, please do raise your hand just so we know and can manage the time for all the callers. 678 is first. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Sue from Atlanta. How are you guys?
Hi, good. How are you? Is it Sarah with an H?
No, it's actually Sue, S-U-E.
Oh, Sue. Sue, I'm sorry. I don't know why I can't hear
no.
you. But...
hey, Sarah might have been another lifetime.
Yeah, it's possible. Maybe I'm picking up something. what's your birth date, Sue?
May 22nd, 1962.
Right, okay. Yeah, and I remember we spoke with you a little while back, right?
Yes.
19 and 11, 10, 8, what is wrong with me? What is she, 26, 8?
27,
9. 27, I'm having a problem today. Not completely here, apparently. Sue, 27, 9. What's your question this morning?
My question is, I have been intuitive since I was little, and obviously if your chakras are blocked, as you were just speaking to, what tools or what's the quickest way to kind of clear yourself and ground yourself? I mean, I do take walks out in nature because that's kind of the law of non-resistance, but are there any other quick ways to kind of get you better in alignment, clearing yourself?
Sure. You hold your nostrils and you blow real hard till your ears pop.
That definitely puts you in a different vibration.
Oh, it does. Usually in the doctor's office.
Exactly.
First of all, you really have to learn to understand your chakra system and have a nice working relationship with all of your chakra systems, because there are living chakra systems in your body, and they do, Sue, converse with you. They live inside you. They are energy forms. They're as much alive as you are alive, because as soon as you leave the body, you're going to eventually be an ultimate chakra system. You're going to be a spirit, a vibration, an energy force. So to get
right.
to know those energies is like saying, you know, I feel great, but my finger hurts. I have an ingrown fingernail, or I have a toothache. You kind of can locate. It's easy for us to locate the specific areas of our physical body when it hurts. Well, we often neglect how to locate the specific areas of our chakra system when it hurts. And then we have to understand that each chakra system has a physical, emotional, and mental state to it. So if you're feeling blocked, it could be, where are you blocked? Are you blocked in your root system? Are you blocked in your sexual energy? Are you blocked in your emotion? Is there something that is coming up out of the depths of your memory that is now occurring because some energy causes association?
It's emotional. I've had a lot of changes with friends. My husband died in 2011, and it's just been a lot of transition with relationships, and not, you know, dating. I'm talking people that I've known for 20 years. They move. They. Yeah, I don't know if it's my vibration that's so different. You know, my life is very different than just a snapshot of 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, let me tell you why you have a unique kind of energy field. It's inherent in your master number, in your linear number. You see, your first two numbers are 5 and 2. Therefore, your first and third are 5 and 2, and your first and last numbers are 5 and 2. You have at least three sets of fives and twos going on, not to mention that you're born in the 22nd, and you also have a 2-2 in your second and last number. So you have this repetition of energy. Now, aside from that, you're 52 years old as we speak.
Yes.
And your master number is 9, which means that you're about to go into a deep passage of change at the age of 54. And if you look at your code, Sue, what's really unique about your code is you have 52 at the beginning plus a 2 after that, which adds up to 54. So if you look at it that way, you're about to go through a major change. Now, that's the change of expression and sexual energy. Your husband dies in 2011.
2011.
Yeah, which brings... Which yeah, that's that 2. And then the two ones are actually another 2, so that energy is locked in as part of the process of life that you're going through. That was karmically connected, that death. And so you're in a great energy field of going through past life simultaneously in this lifetime to clear energy. And the way to get out of that, well, that demands a longer dialogue than we can have because of all of our callers. But this is
sure.
first to ignite a sense of consciousness in you that this is a kind of karmic journey that you're on, even though you're in a transcendent state of being. So we're looking at the two elements, and we have to start to create a dialogue between those two elements, past life and present life, in order to get you through the passage that will bring you more clarity and less confusion than what you're going through with all these changes right now. But it's a deeper dialogue, but one that's vital and significant to the process of your life, Sue. And basically speaking, you're in the right zone. It's just a matter of unraveling the energy at this zone. So you're not in any missed zone right now. You're in the zone you're supposed to be in. It's just how to work through the mechanics of that zone before the age of 54, where there's going to be another change.
Gotcha.
All right, Sue, and thank you so much for your call. And you know what?
Thank you very much.
Connected your face to your name here. So thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem.
It.
Thanks.
We wish you all the
Bye.
Best. Thank you. Okay. Let's take, again, 954, 818, and 209, who just came in, 209. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, because it helps me manage the queue. If I don't know that I'm taking calls and you end up wanting to speak with us, then I've run out of time for everybody. I want to manage the time so we can get you in. Thanks, 818, for pressing 1. All right. Okay, Deanna is next. 305. Hi, Deanna.
11849.
Nice to see you. Nice to listen to you this morning, and I wish you a prompt throat recovery.
Thank you. I've lost my voice.
Yeah.
And my, not fun. What's going on,
Joanna? I was going to eat a candy for your sake, even though I need it too.
Sweet's like the only thing I can moderately taste. Everything else is like, oh, forget it.
Ginger. I would like to be gingerly right now, actually. I am Neil. Hi.
Hi.
My energy is so low right now. I was wondering if I can ask for more energy of every kind in prayers.
Certainly you have that from us, Diana. That goes without saying, you have that energy. And, you know, you're in a great trial right now and a concerning one. How is that letter coming? I asked you to write and try to get done by 4 days.
Not yet. I'm going to try this afternoon to go to the internet place because both my computers keep freezing and my thoughts are frozen.
Oh,
so,
well,
I'm going to try for that.
Yeah, there's a blockage going on. More or less, we're talking about the blockage in the chakra systems. They manifest and move outwardly and start to block your environment, block your life. Those chakra system forms are so important, Diana, for the progression of energy going outward so you can fulfill your mission, so to speak. So I'm going to ask that there be clearance around you, and I'm just sort of doing my own little psychic exercise here in my chair to help clear the energy away from you so there can be a clear passage and things can get flowing. But I would definitely encourage you to get that letter written as we spoke about. There was a reason for that spirit coming in and informing you. And, there seems to be a sense of urgency when I gave that suggestion. Try to get on
there
that
is.
As possible, Diana. And maybe with having done that, we can get the rest of this rolling forward. So it makes a little push like the old cars, the old jalopies. You push them and then jump in and get going. You have to do a little bit of team.
Right. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you, Kristen, as well.
Thank
you're
you.
Both
Thank you.
Such, you know, stimuli. That's what you both are to me, and a guidance for everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Deanna. We really appreciate it. And we really are pushing you to get that letter done. So we're giving you energy, believe me.
Thank you. I will do that today. I'm going to wait for work just in case it is until about 4 more hours, and then I'm going to go do it.
Okay, good for you.
Thank
you. Take care. You're welcome. All right. 562-596-7818. And it's those of you who haven't joined us on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and on Twitter, would do so. We would appreciate it greatly, Neil.
Yeah, like us on, what is that called? Like us on Facebook?
Touch coughing Judge Judy.
Yeah, we watched her.
You watched Judge Judy.
Well, she's very grounded, nothing else. But anyways, do so. It encourages us. It gives us a little bit of stimuli.
Stimuli.
Yeah.
Right.
And on a plural level. And so where we go. That's
okay.
Where we go.
All right. We've got a lot of callers, Neil. Let's bring on, this is Liz. Liz, hi, 3880-2911-2.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hi, Liz. We're doing fine. So I never heard from you after you emailed. I sent a long email and no response.
Yes, I know. I've been... I've been busy recently, and so I do apologize for that. But I thank you for writing me back, and I figured it would probably just be easier to maybe talk about it on the radio. So,
do you want to talk about that specific issue today, which was a sleep disturbance? You remember, right?
Yeah. I guess I kind of was thinking a little bit more about the subject and
okay.
that you guys were talking about. I feel like I have a lot of my chakras are either blocked or out of balance or whatever. I'm not really sure, but I've been doing some yoga recently, and I pretty regularly meditate. I was wondering if there's anything Neil could suggest that I do to help further unblock them or balance them.
That's simple. Hold your nose and blow out your ears.
I mean,
no. Okay.
Come on. We don't have a lot of time.
Well, you know, the idea, it's an inner exploration, Liz. It's not so much a matter of lighting candles or sometimes, unfortunately, just doing a yoga exercise or a breathing exercise. These are all great things, but, you know, sometimes you can do a dance all you want around a car, but if it has no gasoline, it's not going to go anywhere. And what you've got to do is you have to go – this requires an inner journey. You know, there's a lot of external energy that's probably going on that I'm hearing from you, that you're – busy and things have kind of gotten out of hand, and you're trying to go inside and figure out where the block may be. But in that regard, you have to sort of use your energy to go inside and figure out just exactly what's entangling your blockage, what's causing this blockage energy. The only thing I'm getting right now, and I hate to go back so far, and it's a radio show, so we don't have a lot of time. Maybe you can think about this later. Is around the age of seven or eight, there seems to be something that I'm picking up on at that age in your life, that there was a disturbance, and then that energy just sort of melted in your field of chakras. Was there anything that you recall around that age? And we can just start a brief dialogue.
I have a with that far back, it's hard. I have a hard time like knowing exactly when things happened to me because I had a lot of trauma from a very young age. So throughout that time, around 7 and 8 years old, I was experiencing some of that trauma in my home life.
Yeah, what I'm picking up is the trauma, Liz, and so we don't have time to go into deep analysis on the radio, but that begins the dialogue of opening up that trauma, because that's what I'm picking up on, that may now be coming back like a whiplash and hitting you again, which is something that's been chronic, but that's can be changed. We can change that energy with a little bit more direct dialogue and intervention. So at least this starts off the notion. That's what you got to start to explore, but I don't have time to go into it on the radio, of course, but on some part, for your own level, you should start to explore this and do so in a way that's quick and efficient and so, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of time on this topic, but a little bit of time can do a lot of help.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, great.
Hopefully.
Thank you.
562-596-7818. Yeah, it's difficult to cure problems on the radio sometimes, you know, when it's an easy solution or an easy answer, we can get something direct.
I wish there was a way, and I wish, you know, some people can, you know, do a couple of exercises or light a candle. Good for them. That's good. But not all the time, and when you're dealing with problems that are rooted in the chakra system, like trauma that I'm picking up, at least in Liz's case, a candle isn't going to do it. A breathing exercise isn't going to do it. But they can be appropriate measures that one can take after you do the direct, more dramatic work.
All right.
Regarding those issues.
Okay. Yes, we are filling up but also dropping some callers. So, Neil, we've got 24 minutes and probably about five people left. So we've got to keep these brief. 908 is next. And we're going to be getting everybody in the remaining, so please be patient. Actually, I think we've got four people right now because we've had some people drop out. So 908, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, it's Eva again.
Oh, hi, Eva.
How are you?
Good. How are you? 10-17-60. She's a 25-7.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having fun in Death Valley, so I'm doing well.
Oh, good. What's your question?
So my question is, I've manifested a lot of dental issues, and I'm in a really, it's in an overwhelming place, and I'm just wondering kind of if there's any insight as to what this is all about. I have
Did you
been
say
able
dental?
To unblock myself. Dental, yeah.
Dental, D-E-N-T-A-L, like your teeth?
Correct. I've got stuff going on with teeth, bones, gum, yeah.
Well, welcome to the club.
Well, yeah, you know, we're dealing basically in the between the fifth and sixth chakra, but that means that it's coming up. To me, it's coming up from acid. There's a, you know, I'm not a dentist. I can't pretend. I'm not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
But you know, what we can give our psychic explanations for things. That's okay to do. And I'm getting a feeling that there's a energy that problem. It feels to me on a psychic level that it has to do with a gas, something to do with the gas, the stomach level. Have you ever had any problems in your stomach or heartburn or?
No, actually, never.
Never.
Strong.
You were pretty strong.
No,
that
I mean.
Well,
yeah,
well,
my stomach is strong. I mean, I abuse it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, has the doctor given any explanation? Did you not brush? Did you eat a lot of candy? Are they saying anything?
They just think it's all what it is. And like I said, I've also contributed to it. I went on this thing where I decided to start pulling root canals. And so now I'm missing teeth, and it's just worse, and that's caused all other issues. So
well, I'm telling you,
wear it like a fake appliance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm telling you something, Eva. Even though you don't have any physical manifestations in the third chakra, I'm getting something about the third chakra. I'm sorry, I'm getting maybe it's an issue. I don't know what it is yet, but that's I'm trying to respect that you're saying no. I have no trouble there. I'm real strong there. I respect that part, but I'm getting something on an emotional level that might be more healing once it's gotten into. I wish I had more time to go into it.
We've got so many
callers that I don't want to just brush everybody off that calls without leaving them with some source. So there's something to do with the stomach element. You've got to go to the stomach element, converse with that energy on an emotional level. That means an emotional level. That means there's some kind of pain energy going on an emotional level that manifested to your communication energy where your teeth are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, thank you. That's where I would go as a start program.
Okay, Eva.
Well, thank you so much. I love the show.
You're welcome. I'm so glad. Thank you so much for that. And Eva can reach Neil at 562-596-7818. And Eva is our Facebook friend. We appreciate that. We hope that the rest of you will join us or like the page that is linked here, Neil Baker Psychic on Facebook. Okay, 818 is next. We're going to get as many of you in as possible.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
My name is Danielle, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills,
Danielle,
California.
We've spoken before a few times, right? What's your birth date again?
August 23rd, 1974.
And don't you make jewelry?
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. You remember.
I do remember.
How do you spell her name?
Danielle. D-N-I-E-L-L-E. And you're 823-74. So what's going on today, Danielle?
Yes. I'd like to know, my jewelry business is going very well, and I wanted to thank you for that. Everything that you said is coming to pass.
And I'm so grateful for that, just for a little confirmation there. I'd like to know where I am spiritually on my journey with my giftings. If you guys could tell me, you know, my guides or your guides could give me maybe some insight on that, to see where my giftings are, what or if there are some that I'm unaware of. I know that I'm a healer, but outside of that, I don't have a clue, but I know that there's some stuff there.
Develop, you're saying? Like psychic
yes.
ability. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Your master number is 7, made up of 34. That's spiritual right there. So you're in line with being concerned and interested in your spiritual gifts. Because 34, I'm a 34-7 too. We have a obligation on the earth level to match our actions with our spirit 7 chakra. So you
yes.
actually have an obligation to do this, as I do. And not only are you a 34-7, but you have a 7 in your year. You have a 4 in your year. Man, you have a 3 in your day. You're all tuned up to be spiritually active. Now, that
yes.
spirituality has to also be in terms of not just for yourself, but for your fellow human beings. As you see, I make sure that I extend a good portion of my existence on this planet helping others. So that
right.
has to be done, at least in our world of the radio, Kristen and I, we do it with, you know, we do it as free as our offering, as our service to
people.
Well,
in fact,
people.
We pay to do it.
Yeah, we actually have
yeah.
to pay to do this. So that's our gift to the community at large, to our fellow people. And you have to understand that in spite of how intense your personal journey is and how important that is, you have to allow your spiritual gifts to be shared with others. That's what a gift is. It's not just for yourself, but it's a gift is that you give it freely, without obligation, that you give it with joy and with the expectation that you are helping others, and that's a reward system in and of itself. So the more that you heal, the more that you talk, the more that you express your spirituality to the people, the more that you give them your hand, your healing, your emotional support, you are doing the work of the spirit, and you don't have to feel blocked to do that. That's a freely given energy, and you don't have to analyze it. You don't have to get existential about it. It's a very firm approach that you are basically helping others regardless of whether you're having a good day or not. That has nothing to do with you helping others. So we have to look at that and really look deeply into it, Danielle. And I would say this about you, that you're at a position on the planet where you've evolved enough to do that.
So you're saying that the more she serves, the more her spiritual gifts are going to come into focus.
Yeah.
What she's able to go beyond the healing aspect.
Not all of life, but some portion of your existence should be for the community, should be for your fellow human beings. Not everything. You have to survive and you have to make a living, but that you give yourself up freely for others and that you do that on a very, very, very diligent and consistent level.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And that's where the Reiki that I do comes in. Because I do that often and without any charge. I have a hard time charging people for that.
Well, then that's perfect. That's a beautiful gesture on your part, and that comes freely from your spirit, which keeps your seventh, that nourishes your seventh chakra, makes you a very happy human being.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And, there's always time to contact Neil, Danielle, and explore maybe developing psychic ability, which is something that he helps people do, obviously, and if that's the direction you want to go in, but it's a good start. So many people are Reiki. Thank you, Danielle, for your call.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You too. Take care. So many people do Reiki. I was attuned like to the second level of Reiki years ago, probably 15 years ago. But I don't really, you know, it's not something I ever wanted to do as a career.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
yeah, I mean,
a lot of people do Reiki.
You know, there's, you know, one TV, many channels.
Okay. 505, good morning.
Hi, this is Patricia, and my birthday is 1/24/63.
I'm sorry, your birthday again?
1/24/63.
For some reason, why is that not ringing a bell? You're like a 27/9. Patricia, it's been a while. How are you? Actually, you know what? I thought of you like a couple days ago. It's weird that you called. 4/5/6/17. I thought she hasn't called the show. 26/8. I knew she was a high number. I thought she has not called for a long time, and here you are. What's going on?
Well, in my neighborhood, I have a neighbor who's a hoarder, and he's bringing the neighborhood down. And I was thinking about confronting him. Nobody wants to confront him, and so I'm thinking about just volunteering and speaking with him. And I'm wondering if he's going to clean up his yard after I talk to him.
Well, you know, it's a disease, and so... Yes. It's difficult. It's difficult. It all depends. I probably would go up on a, you first have to go up with compassion. Compassion for a disease. Compassion for the right that feel that they have the right to do this and it's their business. Some of them get kind of obstinate. You know, leave me alone. And there you have that character in every play. And some of them, I don't know, some of them, sometimes the human contact is important. You know, let me help, I can help you, you know, we can do it a community project. But some people will just say, I don't need your help, you know, this is my yard, this is my space, I'll do as I please. And it's just something you have to kind of live with unless, you know, you go way off the line and you direct the city officials to the problem if it is a complete eyesore and you let them get involved. You may have to pay a price for that in terms of the rapport with your neighbor. And I don't suggest that any form of that I suggest a path of hostility for you. But I would probably converse. It's a disease. So, you know, I'm aware of it in my world. I mean, not me personally, but in where I, you know, how I've dealt with people and had people with this problem. And it's delicate. It is very delicate. But a lot of times these people respond to human interaction and human intervention. It all depends on where they're at. A lot of them get very angry and don't want you to touch a thing. But I would probably know the person first. Feel the person first. Just let them feel like you care about them first and then talk about it. And don't talk about it like you're going to be offended if they say, no, I don't want anything touched. Try to understand, you know, try to get them to, the more you get to know these people, I think the more you might have success. So it's the involvement of getting to have human contact first.
Okay. Yeah, I've lived next to him for 10 years. I have a pretty good rapport with him. I'm just wondering if he's going to be responsive, but he is against the codes because we have covenants in this area, and he's gone way beyond that. And
but then you just
let
what I'm saying. Let the board take care of it. Let the codes take care of it. And he lives in a community, not just his own home, and he has to kind of conform with community standards. You know, without avoiding his self-expression.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Let us know.
Go to the community. Let them handle it.
Yeah, and let us know what happens, Patricia, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Nice to hear from you again. Okay, 209. Good morning, 209. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lori. I had called several weeks back.
Is this L-O-R-I?
Yes.
Lori? Yes, and are you doing? Are you the psychic, Lori? Doing a show.
Yes. I'm kind of put on hold right now because there's been changes in my group. So I have a lot of doubts and concerns. I'm thinking of doing my own radio show.
Okay. Well, I enjoy your posts. I want to tell you on Facebook. You always post good
stuff.
Well, thank
you.
That's
right. I always try to be positive. I always try to share my knowledge with other people.
Yes,
so,
well, it's
so
good.
I
enjoy it. 6/7.
Thank
17.
You. I enjoy you,
well,
you two both.
Thank you.
I'm kind of concerned right now because I am kind of with the changes, I'm kind of bottom, I'm at the bottom of the totem for, you know, in the group. So I just feel it's time for me to move on. So I want your input. I want your input on this.
717, and she's, what is her number? I'm not adding today.
25-7.
Yeah. So another seven.
Well, you know, 25-7s, they are spiritual people, and they usually, a 25-7 is usually a leader in their own spiritual energy. They don't do as well being under somebody. They can work
pretty well. Apparently in this case, that's accurate, huh?
Yeah,
yes.
Hit your phone.
Yep.
Well, but yet in a commanding position, they're very diplomatic and very democratic, and they're not despots, they're not dictators, but they do not work well under one. They have to be their own, they typically are their own ruler. Now, where you have a karmic problem is that the rulership energy most conveniently surrounds itself around the numerical value of 8. And your numerical value of 8 is split up by a 6 and a 2. And your day is split up by 2 times 4. So I'm seeing that probably what happened, Lori, just between you and I and the whole listening world, that in a past life, you abused power. You abuse power, so you're trying to find in this lifetime a way to get back to it with grace after having gone through karma. So you had this group atmosphere, and it didn't quite work out, and you're finding that you have to separate from the tribe and create, now, as we speak, your own radio show. Now, you'll do that. I'm convinced you'll do that. But it's a matter of how much intensity of karma you have to get through so that you're washed clear of the dramatic karma of a past life abuse of power, so that you can go into this world with this radio show with a clean hands. So it's paying off a couple of debts probably from a past life, and I don't mean money. I mean the energy of getting into the focus of being a clear manager, a clear speaker. As someone who really understands the role of what it is to be in power. And that doesn't mean that you become a powerful figure in and of itself. It means that you become still a servant of the public, as all good politicians, 100% of them know that's the truth, right? But on the other level, that's really what we are. We are servants for one another, and that keeps us all on the same plane. We're here to help each other. And with that in mind, Lori, I would say that's what you have to do. There might be some exploration about your psyche to see about those clean hands, and that's about it. And you're off and running. You're ripe for the age, too.
Okay. Okay, that's what I really wanted to know. I've been thinking a lot and, you know, and researching, and my mind's always going a 1,000 miles a minute. I just enjoy gathering as much knowledge as I can, and maybe because I'm a Scorpio, I don't know.
If you do that, you know, we're here to help you, but continue to do that. This process really started about 2 years ago, where it really started to take root, and it's been growing ever since.
Okay, Lori.
Yes.
Well,
yes, thanks. Thank you.
That helps. You're welcome. You're very welcome. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. We're going to continue on. We've got 5 minutes and 3 callers here, Neil. So let's see. 843 has dropped, which they were next, but they dropped out. So 201 is our next caller. They just hung up. Too bad for them.
Hello.
Who's this? Hi.
Hi, my name is Lynn. And my birthday is August 23rd as well as a previous caller. Only I'm 1960.
60. Oh, yeah, the same as Danielle. 8, 9, 10, 13, 23, 29, 11, 2. And where are you calling from, Lynn?
New Jersey.
Okay, and 337, you're next, so don't hang up. We'll go over for you. We've got one caller after this. Lynn from New Jersey. And what's your question, Lynn?
It's just as crazy because the same as the last 823 person, I was calling to inquire.
about my psychic abilities and development. I'm told often that I have the gift of mediumship, and I'd like to find a development group.
Well,
and,
you're connecting with other spirits, and you're a channel for that, if this is the truth, and I don't challenge it, you know. If people
I don't
think,
know.
I don't know either. I'm not sure.
I did one exercise, and I was surprised at how accurate I was. But, you know,
okay.
I don't. I'm just curious.
Where it goes from there. You're 54 years old. You had a pretty rough energy going through your life. There could have been
yes.
a divorce, whatever. There could have been some family problems.
Mm-hmm.
You do have a certain power of energy. You start off with a real strong sense of power. You drop six spaces, that's your psychic energy, to a two, which is your sexual energy, which where some of the problems started to occur in relationships. And you have a strong psyche in your six of your year, so that's your third eye. It's next to a zero, so you've got to, yeah, you do have, you know, well, as far as finding, you do have this gift. Let's start off that you have a gift. Okay. Now, from there, what do we do with it? Well, you would have to, I don't know, you could go to meetup groups in your area. Where do you live?
New Jersey. I live in Bergen County, New Jersey. And I've been searching, but I haven't been able to connect with something or people.
Well, then that's important. If you're not connecting with something, don't bother to
right,
don't
right.
bother to it. You're putting the wrong shoe on the foot and trying to make it work. You might see if there's, I don't know, New Jersey. Are there any metaphysical bookshops or anybody that is friendly to the arena of mediumship?
Not a lot in my area. I find that I'm reaching out. I have a few people that I resonate with via the internet. And I'd love to find people nearby so I could feel more comfortable. So there's like people.
You think New York. How far are you from New York? New York.
Oh, I'm 15 minutes from the bridge in the tunnel to go
to
New York City.
Yeah, I mean, you said in New York City there'd be like more of this type of thing going on than maybe in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
You might want to broaden your square mileage there and
mm-hmm.
see what you can find. It's the closest thing you can find, and you know, if it costs you a little bit of a drive or a toll bridge or something, just pay the cost. Or you could see where there are traveling agencies that have festivals that come by or something. But that's what you have to do, Lynn. As far as this practical, you're asking me for practical information.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, because lately, every time I close my eyes to meditate, I feel such pressure on my forehead in that third eye area.
Well,
and
then,
it just got me to thinking again. So.
Yeah, well, that you feel pressure. You're born in 60. That's 60. So that zero represents your pressure. You had a past life as a psychic that had trauma in it, and that's got to be unraveled. That could be why you're not finding your tribal group yet. So there's some tribal connected energy that had past life problems in it, and that's going to be unraveled, but that's could be done in an hour or two. That's not a big deal. You know, I would say probably more or less an hour or two, I would think. And because it seems to be, I know those what you're talking about, and that's past life conflict.
I see. Okay, so if I can, do you recommend that I find somebody to help me through a past life, or can I do that myself?
You can do it yourself.
It's tough.
It's tough, yeah. I mean, you can do it yourself. You can find somebody, but get somebody who knows what they're doing, because you can go off on all kinds of tangents and not really hit the spot.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if you were listening earlier, Lynn, but this is exactly what we're talking about on the beginning of the show. And the things that I've heard, you know, being partial to certain readings that we go on together, it's like crazy. you know, what people come up with. So you have to be very careful, as Neil is saying. There has to be
someone who's
really able to navigate this territory because they know it so well.
That holds me back. That it does.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. And that's what holds me back. If I feel something and, you know, the least bit of questioning or whatever, I step back.
Yeah, you got to have a good guide, like a good driver, and, you know, the one that knows that takes responsibility for the course that you put them on. There's a direction that has to be taken with responsibility.
And, Lynn, you can always call Neil directly and discuss this further. I mean, you know, he does readings with people from all over the world. So, you know, if you're looking for somebody, that's a possibility, and you can always call our show again as well.
Well, I appreciate it because I did ask for direction and I stumbled on your show, so I'm a first-time listener. So
okay.
I truly appreciate your time.
You're welcome, and we would love for you to, you know, like us on Facebook, join us there as well. There's two pages, and you can call Neil 562-596-7818, Lynn. Now, that number's on our blog.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we've got one other caller I promised a reading, 337. Thank you for waiting. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Erica, first-time caller.
Hi, Erica. Welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you. What's your birth date and location, please?
I am in Columbus, Ohio, and birth date is 2/22/73.
Another 22 today. We had a 5/22. This is a 6/22. 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30 equals 3. All right. What's your question, Erica?
I guess I'm in the same boat as everybody else in the sequence. But for me, I'm recovering from a head injury. I'm trying to grow myself and my gifts. However, you know, I get through some, you know, refusal periods because I'm still dealing with a lot of pain in my head from the concussion. I'm trying to find a way or see if there's a way, an insight, that as I can find some kind of modality or way to heal, is there something I'm not looking into to get that healing so it can help me further develop with my gift? And also, I hit my head on the top of my head. So
Where did you hit your head?
On the top. On the right side.
Car accident?
It was a blow, yes.
Oh, wow.
And a couple re-injuries. So I'm going back through what I've been through before, but it's a little bit better this time, and I feel like I'm present.
Uh-huh.
Well,
what is it that I can do to continue to grow my gift and to heal this thing?
Mm.
Well, of course, you know, follow your doctor's advice and do everything you're supposed to do that's appropriate to your doctor's instructions. Do that first and foremost. Other than that, let's get into different areas. The blow came from a past life trauma. So when we have past life trauma that isn't resolved, the intensity of it can manifest until it finally reaches such dramatic episodes as blows in the heads and car accidents and falls. Which is actually probably at that time in your past life you were killed. Now the energy is back and you're not killed, you're just left with the manifestations of this karmic episode as it progresses through your lifetime. So it's been, you know, now it didn't kill you, it just left you with a lot of pain and injury and whatnot. So now we have to understand that now we have to get into your chakra system and talk about how you control your breathing and how you control your energy. That people such as yourself that come to see me personally, this can take, I've known people weeks, I've known people months, and I've known people years that have worked with chronic pain. And basically, luckily, knock on wood, things have gotten better for them when I've worked with them, along with the doctors and everything else. But in your position, I feel that there's an increase of energy. So I'm looking at the number 4. Let me ask you something, just yes or no. Do you have any siblings?
No, I'm the only child that I know of.
Okay, you're so the only child you know of, and did you ever have any children?
Yes, I have a son.
So you had a son, and are you divorced or married?
Single at the time.
Single, uh-huh. And you only married once, Erica?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
No, he's asking if you, did you marry or were you married at one time?
Single.
Yes?
No, single.
You've never been married?
No, that's why I said single.
Oh, you say single. Okay, because sometimes people.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been in relationships like anybody else, but no, I'm not married.
Have you ever, like, lived with the person in the relationship?
Have I what?
Have you ever lived with the person in the relationship? Sometimes that can come through as a divorce.
Well, the question is, you see, what's happening, Erica, is that I'm in a way to where there's a number, that four might be related to the heart, so there's got to be some heart element in this energy that you're in. So I'd have to connect the emotional world of your heart to your head injury. When you had that injury, were you by yourself or were you with somebody else?
No, I was at work currently at the time. I was in an area doing a part of my job that I had never done before. So I was trying to get those duties done. I had just came back from lunch and other people were coming as well, and I did not know that they can hear me. They could hear the blow, the impact to my head. I was actually at work.
You were actually at work. How many people approximately do you work with in your immediate area?
I don't know. I've been off of work since then. This has been going off and on for the past 5 years. I've had two re-injuries. So, you know,
uh-huh.
My doctors are kind of doing, you know, medicine only does so much, but I'm trying to move more towards, you know, alternative therapy and see if that can help heal that, but also help me with what I'm trying to move forward in and develop me my gifts.
Yeah, well, actually, everything you're saying is appropriate to your code and your energy field, Erica, because you have a 6, which is your 6th chakra. You have a 2-2 in your day, which is a broken up 4. But it involves some of these two elements of the reoccurrence of your concussion. My question was directed at 5 years ago when you were doing your job and you had that blow. How many people were working in your environment 5 years ago? Were you working with a lot of people or just a few?
Maybe close to 10 to 12 in our command. It was for military. So I was accounting agent for government, for Army.
I got it.
At that time.
So, yeah, this is a karmic. What you've got is a karmic situation. That's where this is coming from, Erica. And the element of going into a greater depth on an alternative medicine level has to get into the involvement and dialogue of metaphysics. It has to get into the element of a fuller environment and a freer dialogue. I can't do that today on the air, but it's got to open up. It's sort of a background check of your energy fields to understand how to best approach the relief of your trauma and your headache. Now I can say this: the outcome feels promising. The outcome to relieve you of your pain feels very promising to me. But the approach is where the work has to be done. So,
what do you mean, spiritually or just physically, or what?
Spiritually, first of all, because that would be involved later into the internal energy of your body. But it would have to be kind of a background dialogue about your world,
right,
your life, and that's connected to direct karmic energy. That would be applied.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's such a thing that we can pull things from past lifetime into this Lots of time to manifest. That's what I'm feeling that's going on with me with a lot of situations that I can sit back and look, and I'm thinking, wow, one would want to come here and really enjoy this life the best way possible.
Yeah, that's
not
exactly,
have all a bunch of stuff happening.
That's exactly right, Erica. Past life episodes are colliding, if you will, metaphorically speaking, but they are literally colliding with your events at hand. And those two areas have to be analyzed to some degree to feel the energy of the release of this trauma that occurred from a past
mm-hmm.
life manifested into this world.
Erica, you're always welcome mm-hmm. to call our show again. We've got to wrap up now, but you can do that. You can contact Neil directly, 562-596-7818. But we appreciate your call and wish you healing for sure.
Thank you. Be blessed.
You're very welcome. And, of course, we're back on the planet because of karma, so those past life episodes will often collide, especially if we have a more difficult karmic number. She's a 30, which we know can present challenges. So, anyway, we can talk more about that at more length on a later show. But for today, we're done, Neil. We're 10 minutes over. And we appreciate all our listeners and all our callers. We're back on the air on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific. And thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.